Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. If it's your first time joining us, welcome to the show. Where have you been? We've been here 11 years waiting for you. Well, welcome. I appreciate you being here. I'm grateful that you're here. We're going to have a fun show tonight. A really good show, because I love shows when we get to play music and the musician and the singer and the star is in the studio and on air with us. So tonight my guest is none other than New York City pop recording artist, activist, and transgender star, Mila Jam. Well, she fills every room with talent, personality, and undeniable style. So tonight at Max and Friend, we're going to have Mila on the show. We're going to talk about her life, what's going on. We're going to talk about better days. We're going to talk about faces. And we're going to talk about some new music. And of course, we're going to just talk about everything that she's going through in life. So sit back, relax, grab a snack, stay with us. We're going to have a good time here tonight on Max and Friends. So we're just like rolling along, having a good time with the show, with the season. It's been a lot of fun. I have to be honest with you all. I'm a bit exhausted, but I'm good. I thank you all for asking and tweeting me at Max Tucci or following me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. I want you all to remember to tune in Mondays to The Polished Woman here on LA Talk Radio. It's a video production. It's a web series, and I won Best Producer for a Telly Award with Jessica Bunavanch as The Polished Woman, hosting that show there. She's wonderful. It's a great show. It's informative, and it will really help you understand women and women's topics and everything that women go through. So check out The Polished Woman Monday on LA Talk Radio. And without any further ado, welcome my guest, Mila Jam, to Max and Friends. How you doing?
Hi, everybody. I'm just amazing.
You're doing a million things right now, so I'm grateful that you're taking some time to be with us here on Max and Friends. So I don't even know where to begin.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. There's so much to discuss, but what I want to start with is the genesis of Mila. So tell us about your life and how it all started.
Well, that would be a story that would take a couple of days, but since we only have a few minutes or so, we can give you the abridged version. I am a New Yorker. I've always been a New Yorker at heart, but I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, a small town outside of Atlanta called Columbus, Georgia. So Atlanta by way of Columbus. But I moved to New York to pursue my career in theater and music. And I did a lot of traveling, touring with theatrical productions. I.e. Rent was one of the shows that I did years ago, and other shows. And then I have been writing music pretty much my whole life. I've always wanted to be a recording artist. And I started writing music. I started working with producers in New York City, working with some labels and working independently. And recently I've just been working independently, building my brand as a true pop musician who happens to be a trans woman of color. And I have a string of songs that are all available on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
And we're going to play some of them here tonight. We are going to play them.
Yeah, and you're going to hear some of those songs this evening. But I've been sort of incorporating my experiences and my, hurdles just in life. With music and writing about my story. And I've just been doing it in a way that has been inspired by a lot of pop acts that I grew up, looking up to, like Whitney Houston, Brandy, Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, Beyonce, Janet Jackson. These are like a lot of the women before me that have inspired me along the way. And here
let me ask you a question. How does it feel now? How does it feel? Because, on your Instagram, the Mila Jam, you're becoming that inspiration from women who inspired you. How does it feel to now be the person that inspires others?
Wow. I feel like it is, it's a feeling that is, I receive it, but it's also, you know, you're, when you're an artist, you kind of, you don't feel things the way that they look differently than they feel. And it always helps to be reminded that I'm inspiring someone else, hopefully in a positive way.
You are. You inspire me. And that's why you're here, because I saw your Instagram. I'm like, we got to have her on the show. Like, I love people who speak their truth, who own their authenticity, who tell their truth, who don't hide behind it. And not only that, but who fight for others. And, you know, your post that you posted today or yesterday, 18 hours ago, according to Instagram, is like, you're like a voice for the voiceless. And I'm like, that's the kind of people we need here on Max and Friends. So you do. You're an inspiration. And I'm grateful for you.
Thank you. I really believe in just, it's honestly, I think it's easier to just be as honest and transparent as you can be. I think that the point of being on this planet is to, you know, share those these experiences with each other, because we're all dealing with them in the same, you know, and maybe in different versions, but ultimately they're very similar and very parallel. And a writer once told me a long time ago that the more you talk about the real things that you're going through, the more it will resonate with people. Trying to manufacture something or create something to resonate will be much more difficult. And so I feel like, you know, the power I hold is really me just being transparent. And I just want to touch people with the truth of my story and not run from that. I think that's the healing process. And that's going through all the things that I've gone through in my life.
So tell us a little
as a trans woman, as a marginalized person. Yeah.
Let's go back to your story.
I just want to be able to share that.
And how, like, when, at what age did you feel like you were a woman?
I've pretty much known my whole life. I think the journey has been about vocabulary and learning along the way that there was a bit of vocabulary for me to express my womanhood. Like growing up as a young kid, growing up even as someone who identified as gay, you know, when I was in my youth, I didn't understand that that could be, that there was a place for me as a woman and as a trans woman. I have always identified with the feminine and the female. And so the culturally, we've kind of gone through this array of people's experiences, and they're described differently today than they were 10 years ago, 20, 30, 50 years ago. And so, you know, depending on where we are as a culture, you look at things in a certain light. And when I was growing up, it was, you know, I really didn't have any much knowledge of the ability to transition. It really wasn't until I started traveling when I was young, and I've been overseas to South Africa, Australia, Japan. I've been to many different countries, and I've seen lots of different people's ways of life. And I remember in my touring days with a lot of theater shows, as I started to get a little older in my early, my late teens, early 20s, I would see a lot of trans women performing in, you know, venues and cabarets and clubs around the country. And the dots really connected to me when I moved to New York and I met some of these women, and I was able to see some of these women living their truth in a positive, affirming way that was not the stereotype of what, like, a lot of talk shows used to depict, and a lot of negative stereotypes. You know, I always say this in interviews, you know, one of my great inspirations is one of my good friends. She's a bigger sister to me, but Candace Kane, who was on the first trans woman to be on a TV series regular on Dirty Sexy Money. I saw her when I was coming up, and I was like, wow, this woman is multifaceted and a beautiful human being and just a sight, a vision to behold. I also accredit a lot of that to my best friend, Laverne Cox, that, you know, who I've known for many, many years. She'd inspired me in so many ways to step into my truth. And, you know, I mean, obviously now she's Laverne Cox, but, like, imagine being friends with someone before they become a household name, and just that raw inspiration impacted me. But I've always known, and I've always sort of worked towards this point. I think it was just as clear as a dream, you know, to be able to be in music. It was something I'd always dreamed of. I always dreamed of, you know, the day that I would be able to be the woman I envisioned when I would go to sleep, when I dreamed, when I woke up. It was always in me, and I just manifested it. It never left.
Now, for those who are listening tonight who are dreaming of being that woman or that man or that person they want to become, what do you tell them?
I always say research, read. Like, the work is, we are as trans people, and this, you know, will vary for everyone. We're all different. Mm-hmm. But I think a common denominator is that you have to believe, you have to find your way to owning yourself, mm-hmm. and owning that truth for yourself. Because a lot of us can feel it and can sense it and can smell it, but don't know how to go about it, don't know how to start, don't know where to go and what to do, and don't know how convicted we can be in that. And so for me, I spent many, many days in my like teens going to like bookstores and reading and researching a lot of queer history, a lot of people that influenced me, that I was intrigued by. And when I would hear stories of trans women, I would read about them and read about where they came from and the things that they experienced. And I think the history of that is really important, because that history will, you know, I hope it will be taught at some point, but it's not being taught.
Why do you think it's not being taught?
I know why. I think we all know why it's not being taught. It's not a part of the narrative of what is accepted in society. Mm-hmm. It's not the go-to conversation about humanity and human experiences mm-hmm. that vary and that sort of veer off of this binary idea. Mm-hmm. Now more than ever, we're talking about it, yes, but there is still a precedence of, you know, this is what men do, this is what women do, this is what a man is, and this is what a woman is. Mm-hmm. And if you're anything in between that, or if you're on your journey into stepping into that, it's different, you know? Mm-hmm. And being different is not always at the forefront of a conversation.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to gather information, you know, mm-hmm. you kind of like, your curiosity has to peak, you know, like children are very curious and they're like looking for answers in all kinds of places. And I don't think asking questions is a bad thing. You know, we have to find out what works for us to know mm-hmm. who we are. Mm-hmm. That's where experimentation comes in. That's where people learn to, you know, try things that are different for them right. to know, am I cool with this? Do I like this? Is this how I feel most comfortable? And even for me growing up, I was always one of the girls. I was like that kid that was, you know, welcomed into the, I guess, you know, the company of other women, because we had the same energy and the same spirit and the same kind of thought process.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't very strange when I decided to come out and transition or when I took those extra steps.
Were some of the challenges you went through?
To do research.
What were some of the challenges that you went through? Like with friends and family and with the decision?
Well, I think my challenges pale in comparison to a lot of people's challenges. Mm-hmm. Because listen, the real issue is a lot of trans people, queer people, non-conforming people are up against homelessness, being kicked mm-hmm. out of their places, being bullied and being attacked and murdered senselessly. And for me, because I sort of had a strong grasp on myself, I took steps to put into place the important things for me to step into my truth. For example, I always say to, you know, younger people, once you are able to move out of your parents' home, or mm-hmm. you can actually sustain, you know, your life with working for yourself or making your own money, you have more control over being able to do what you need to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else is taking care of you, it's much harder to have them, you know, respect who you are. You have mm-hmm. to get yourself to those levels to be able to say, this is my life. This is who I am. This is what I need for me. Mm-hmm. I went through that with my family and I told them, I moved, I set up my life, I made my own money, I started to mold my world. Mm-hmm. And whatever arguments came up, it was always that I am being self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. Or I am taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. And so if you do not accept me, which my family does, and they're very supportive, and mm-hmm. I'm very blessed. But I was always under the impression that if I'm not fighting for myself, I can't defend myself. Wow. So I had to just do the things that were important for me. Mm-hmm. And then they were kind of in the position of, well, you are doing and you are going and being. So I guess that means that you know what you want. And I took it very seriously. And whatever confusions they had, that takes time to grow through. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen overnight. Just like transitioning doesn't happen overnight, mm-hmm. it's steps. And it takes time. And the truth, it sets you free because you commit to it and you go through it. So 2 years can go quickly, you know, if you're focused. Right. 5 years goes quickly if you're focused. You know, 10 years. You wake up and you're like, oh my God, it's been X amount of time since I started this journey. And that's what's important, is to remember that the journey is what it is. It's like in this moment when you're fighting and dealing with some adversity, there's still tomorrow and there's still the next day and the next day that you can focus towards to get out of that. Mm. And then and educate people as you go. My family learned and they were like, oh, we get it. And so now we have a relationship that's working, and now we have love, and now we have support, mm-hmm. and now we have activism from them on their part. And now we have conversations with people that we don't even know about it, you know, and it grows.
I love it. Well, you know, and it's important. I think I just would love for everyone to get it, you know, and it's like, and that's why we're having a show like this, because the way that people get it is through storytelling and conversation and just realizing that mm-hmm. collectively we're all here to share our story, our journey, our path. And, you know, it's okay if you don't have to love me, you don't have to respect me, but understand where I'm coming from, you know, and then let me have the decision to want to be friends with you or not. But speaking of love, what does the word love mean to you?
Wow, a lot of different things. But in this moment, love means, to me right now, love means support. Mm. I think that's one angle that resonates, because the support that you feel as a person of color, as a trans person, as a woman, we now more than ever need support. We need people to say that I'm in your corner. I stand with you. I stand for you. If anyone stands against you, I'm here to back you up. That's what we're looking for, and that's what I'm looking for in friends, in partners, in family. And, you know, it goes a long way for someone to be uncomfortable to step up and say, I may be uncomfortable or have dealt with some feelings of discomfort, but I love you and I want to support you. Show me how. Tell me how. Asking questions. And that's what love is to me right now, is this support. You know, a stranger on the street who may have heard my story coming up to me and saying, you've touched me and inspired me. I feel that love.
Here I am. You have inspired me. And, you know, we're going to set up the song Call It Love. What inspired you to create and sing Call It Love?
It's simple. You know, like I said, it's very many different sides to it. That mm-hmm. love can be so many different things. It can be, you know, like I mentioned in the song, it can be dancing off beat. Love can be a sunrise. Love can be someone holding your hand. It could be a face. It could be, you know, a memory. It could be cookies and ice cream. It's all of those things. And it is so frivolous, but it's so deep at the same time. And these are just emotions and expressions of all the things that we could call love.
And we're going to call it love right here on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's like palm trees, like warm breeze, like sunny. The state is brand new. It's like dancing, like offbeat, like don't care 'cause of you. Breathy, can't speak, running on the day that it hits you. Down my head is spinning around and around.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Call It Love by Mila Jam. I love that jam. Call It Love.
Thank you.
We need to call things love, don't we?
We do.
Are you calling anybody love these days?
I am calling myself love. I'm just getting into this new word called self-partnered. I can't remember what actress kind of said that and brought that onto the scene. And then I brought up the question, what does a person who is self-partnered call dating another self-partnered person? I don't know if is that a double or what are you doing? If you're doing the same thing. I'm dating. I don't have one significant person that is my main, but you know, it's not easy. But I'm open and I'm out there seeing what the world has to offer. You know, there are a lot of shiny things, but they're not always made for you.
That's
they're not
the
always
truth.
Made the best things for us.
Right. So. Well, we got some talking to do. Yeah. I want to talk about real quick, Saturday Night Live with Billy Porter. How was that for you?
Honestly, it was so much fun. I got the call to do it the night before I filmed it, a very late night call. They needed someone to do, they needed someone's background. And, they were like, hey, we were recommended to us. We'd love to have you if you're available. And I was like, yes. And I didn't even know Billy was going to be in the episode. So I got to set. I'm in holding for most of the day. When you film the show, you're there all day, basically, from like noon until midnight or a little bit later. And the sketches that they film are all kind of like they run them and they rehearse them. And not every sketch makes the cut, so you could potentially be booked for one and it could get cut from the show and people would never see it. And then I was lucky to be in one of the opening sketches, which was seen, but I was in rehearsal and Billy comes out and I see Billy across the world famous sound stage of Saturday Night Live, and he's kind of doing his bit. He steps behind like a partition to, you know, wait for his next entrance. And then he sees me across the room and he like waves and winks. And everyone on set was like, do you know Billy? And I was like, oh yeah, he's like family. He's like, that's Auntie Billy. That's what I call him, Auntie Billy. And so he came down after rehearsal. He came over to say hi to me and, you know, was like, hey, you know, hey girl, you know, come and see me in my dressing room. I ended up hanging with Billy Porter in his dressing room the whole time I was there waiting to go on for the live taping. And you know what I love about Billy Porter is he has been consistently slaying Broadway and like the game for years and years and years. And people are just catching on to how amazing he is. And now he's a cultural icon. And it's so beautiful to see him get his moment and to see his, you know, his time come. But I felt so privileged to be in his dressing room with him and his sister just bonding. And we're like family. Cause I also worked on Pose a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, so I know him through that. And, you know, he was just like, let's go to the after party after the show. So I went with him to the after the party after the show. I met Camila Cabello and, Woody Harrelson. And it was just a riot. He is a riot. There is never a dull moment. I adore that man, and I'm so happy to see him changing the fashion game and inspiring everyone.
How beautiful. I have to make a quick note because we have a tweet here. The new single, Call It Love, comes out November 22nd.
Yes.
So we just have to put that out there.
New single.
The 22nd, which is perfect timing because it's right after Mercury retrograde.
Oh, good. You guys have heard it
actually,
first year.
Right? It's true. Let's see. The 22nd is coming right up. It's coming right up.
Yes.
Super. Well, you know, we've got, the song Eye on You. There's so much to talk about. All right. Do you have the time?
I have the time.
You have some time to chill with me here on Max and Friends. All right, because I really want to get into all the facets of who you are because there's so much to talk about and there's music to play. And I know music on a Sunday night when everyone's just chilling, relaxing, it's like a good thing, and especially new music. So I love to play music. It changes the mood. So tell us about Eye on You.
Eye on you. Is you got your eye on someone and you've got real focus, you know. It's a quintessential pop track that sort of just transcends, you know, genres. And it's feel good and it's uplifting and it's catchy, you know. I got my eye on you. I've been like scoping you out. That could be somebody. That could be a job. That could be, you know, a really nice dress that you saw at the store.
What you got your eye on? No, it's funny. You know, I have a I have a show in South Florida called Eye on the People with Max Tucci. And so it's always a joke because I got my eye on you. So I love the fact that there's like a song. I'm like, for a long time, I said, I got my eye on you. And it was either someone who was inspiring or something like you just said. Whatever it is that you like, that you see, you're like, I got my eye on you. I love it. So we're going to play it here on Max and Friends.
Yeah, you'll find.
What?
You'll find with a lot of my tunes that they're open to interpretation, but everything is about, you know, either love or empowerment or self-realization. And the message is always, you know, about like, something that you love.
Well, you know, I was just told actually, okay, so the song comes out the 22nd, but we're airing this the 24th, just being transparent. So we're airing this the 24th. So this is going to be like our Thanksgiving show. So we're going to talk about things when we come back after we play I and You about what are you thankful for. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Max and Friends. Wonderful. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Eye on You by Mila Jam. Welcome back to the show. Oh, I love that jam. We were just here in the studio like, yes, this is it. We love it here, Max.
You will get, yes, there's a lot of jamming to be had.
Yes, we are. You know, we're like here in LA right now. I'm like so exhausted because I'm still on the East Coast time and the hour change and everything. And I'm like, ooh. And that song just like woke me up. I was like, yes, it's my caffeine right there. Eye on You. So, you know, I just mentioned before break that this is like, we're taping this for Thanksgiving. Like this week is coming as Thanksgiving. What are some things you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for specifically sisterhood. And I'm thankful for my sisters. I have a group of women that are like my, you know, my waiting to exhale, my rock, my like, I think it's so very important, especially as a woman of trans experience, to have other women in my experience that are ride or die support, like my, like the traveling pants of the sisterhood. They're called my COTS, COTS, and they are a group of women who are doing amazing things in the world of film and TV, such as Laverne Cox and Peppermint and Trace Lucette and MJ Rodriguez, just to name a few. But they are beautiful spirits who keep me safe and grounded and uplifted and supported. I don't know where I would be without them. And every day, I talk to them every day. And yeah, we really do love each other. I'm also just really thankful to have a family that supports me. My mother and my sister, they're such a great blessing just to have family and to be healthy and to be on my focus and on my grind. Yeah, beautiful. That's what I'm thankful for.
It's so amazing how Thanksgiving is like right around the corner. I don't know where the illusion of time has went. But yeah, this is fun. This has turned into like a gratitude show. So I'm grateful, you know, just for you being here right now. I think that when we're all come together collectively to share our stories, we get a better understanding of who people are and why we just need to love.
Yeah.
And why like kind is the new cool. Just be kind to people. It's that simple. You know, so like what is your greatest wish that you want people to understand about the trans community? Because I think, you know, we're in such a high space of time where there's like such confusion just in the world in general, you know, and it's like, and now people are like trying to figure out loving one another and how to just be, you know, remember those old Calvin Klein, be a man, be a woman, just be. It was like so simple. So what is your wish for people to understand about the trans community?
I just wish for people to know that there are a lot of trans people out there that they never thought existed, that we've always been here. There are trans people that they have met that they may have not known were trans. And you know, it's not, you don't always know. But if we're able to connect to people based on who we have in our life, intimately, friends, family, cousins, uncles, aunties, you know, that helps us feel more acclimated. You know, I remember feeling like in the 90s, it's like Ellen came out and all of these different people came out, and then everyone had someone to associate with and to understand like, oh, and then everyone slowly had a, you know, gay cousin, a gay brother, a gay sister, a gay whatever.
Right.
I think these days it's kind of like more people are discovering that they know someone trans, that they've met a trans person, that they've met a trans woman. I was talking to a guy the other day, you know, that I'd met like on a dating app and, you know, showing interest really in each other. And I'd asked him, you know, how he was able to embrace being interested in trans women. And he was kind of like, well, I've met someone who was a friend and I got to know them as a person and I was comfortable with her. And, you know, it, I guess, affected him in a positive way. And that was something that was really important to me. So you just, you know, getting to know someone trans is so important. I think before you just judge us, we're not all the same. We're all very different.
Yeah.
But you have to get to know someone. Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful because I think just in general, that's humanity. You know, we're not all the same. We all are going through different experiences. We're all going through our own thing in life, our own journey. So just understand who, like the whole word intimacy. into me see, mm-hmm. like see into me for who I am.
Into me see, yeah.
Right? It's like, that's the beauty, I think, of real intimacy. Like, into me see who I am. You know, I love, mm-hmm. I just love, like, I, in a perfect world, there would be such that beautiful intensity of intimacy where everyone just saw into each other instead of what yeah. their patterns and pathologies taught them. It's time to disrupt that. We're not, like, let's evolve, people. My wish is evolvement, where people just evolve.
I think it's happening, and I think that it's moving at a very slow pace, but I think we have to give people some time, and people have to adjust, and we all do just adjust at different levels. Yeah. You know, not everyone gets it right away. And I think that when there are people showing up and showing, you know, forward, that's important, and mm-hmm. we have to embrace those people who are stepping into it, that mm-hmm. are actually making space for us, that are being inclusive, and leading by example. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really what matters to me.
It does. To me too. Now, we've got to talk about two more things, then we got to go because we got to wrap this show up. But I want to talk about you headlining Upstate Pride with Peppermint and Caswell. Tell us about that. That's coming up.
Yes. Well, we actually did it. It was last weekend.
Oh, so I have it here on my sheet that it was coming up. So I guess we're speaking into the future.
We heard it out.
You'll be headlining another Pride. So you'll have to come back and let us know when. So how did it go?
Honestly, it was wonderful. They have been working so hard to expand their Pride experience. Mm-hmm. Upstate Pride in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has always been one day, mm-hmm. and everything happened in one day. This year, they finally were able to have 10 days with 10 events, and we were kind of the piece de resistance, or the highlight of their whole Pride week. So myself and Peppermint and Caswell were like the main headliners. We performed in Barnett Park, and we had a blast. We just, you know, connecting with our friends and fans down there. We did a meet and greet, and we got to take photos and sign some things for a lot of fans. And then afterward, there was an after party that I also performed at, which was wonderful. And I was there for a quick trip right before I came to Seattle.
Yeah, because now you're starring in Head Over Heels, right?
Yes, I'm starring in a production of Head Over Heels, which, funny enough, the role I'm playing was originated by my sister Peppermint on Broadway.
Wow.
She's the first trans woman to originate and create a role in a Broadway show. And so Pythio is the character, the Oracle, that I am playing. And we're at Seattle Arts West Theater. Yeah, here in West Seattle. And our show opens actually November 21st. And we run through Christmas till December 29th. So if you are anywhere near Seattle, come.
And where can we get tickets?
Arts West. You can go online and you can go to the website. If you just search artsfest.com. Mm-hmm. And the tickets are on sale. The cast is just, I mean, like really, I'm blown away by the vocal prowess of this cast. Everyone is barking and singing their faces off. And if you have any liking to the Go-Go's musical, that's a perk. But even if you don't know the Go-Go's musical, just imagine like an 80s rock band with like a bunch of kick butt singers.
Now I want to go to Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to wrap the show up. But before we do that, you know, we're going to play the song Better Days, because I know that for people who are listening tonight, I promise you all there are better days ahead if you're going through whatever you're going through.
There are.
And whatever I always say, if you're going through hell, don't stop. Just keep going, because there are better days.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about Better Days and how this song inspired you and why you wrote it.
You just said it all. And better days are what we're all looking towards. It was meant to be. It's literally the song that I always end my shows and my concerts with, because I want people to leave off knowing that we are moving toward better days. Times are rough right now, and we've gone through a lot of growing pains. And we all need some sort of light at the end of the tunnel to look toward, and that's what it's about. It's, mm-hmm. it's about better days.
It is about better days. And they're there. The better days are there. I promise you all listening tonight that whatever you're going through, there are better days ahead. So how can people find you and follow you?
Please follow me on social media. Everything is tagged the, T-H-E, Mila Jam, M-I-L-A-J-A-M. I'm the only one. So on Instagram, at the Mila Jam. My website is themilajam.com. Twitter, the Mila Jam. Facebook, the Mila Jam. And you can also find me on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music. And my Snapchat, if you are into that and would like to follow me, I do post a lot of cool, weird, random, behind-the-scenes stuff. It's Mila Jams with a Z. Please follow me and please keep up with me because some crazy, cool things are happening. And last but not least, I have been doing this thing called Stop Killing Us.
Yes, I saw that post.
This campaigning I've been doing where in nudity and in body paint, I've been placing myself in iconic locations to just speak out about senseless killings of specifically trans people, but also people of color, immigrants, brown people, women, anyone that has been killed and murdered. We're seeing too many senseless people killed. So I SKU, Stop Killing Us, and all of that is on my Instagram as well.
Beautiful. So before we go and before we play Better Days, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Take into this week, you know what? Take it in. Take it in. What it is that you have around you, because life is short and we don't know how much time we have here in this version of it. But while we're here, just take it in.
Just take it in. I love you for being here. I'm so grateful you joined us on Max and Friends. For this week, it's Thanksgiving week. So I just want you all to take gratitude into this week for the simplest things. Just be grateful for breath, for life, for here, for the moment, for now, for family, for friends, for this show, for understanding other people and for intimacy, looking into people for who they really are. Take that into this week with you. I promise you better days are ahead if you're going through whatever you're going through. I know the holidays can suck for a lot of people and you hate them and you don't want to deal with it. But just know they're here, but they're almost over and there's better days ahead. Love yourself. Love one another. Look into each other's eyes. And as you tell yourself you love you, look into their eyes and tell them you love them too. Thank you so much, Mila Jam, for being here on Max and Friends.
Thank you guys for having me.
I appreciate you.
I'm sending you all my love.
Have a beautiful night. And right now, better days. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends. Good night and good karma.
So high that we're